Are you ready for a revolution? Look no further, as Progressive Property is hosting a Property Revolution Summit. Click in the link in the descriptions to sign up now.
Hi everyone, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to another Progressive Success Story. I'm joined today by Scotty Hodson. Many of you may know Scotty. He's doing some amazing stuff at the moment in serviced accommodation. So I'm really excited by this interview. He's going to be giving you some really good tips and sharing about his successes and his journey in property. So, Scotty, thanks for joining us. How are you?
No problem. No problem. I'm a bit overwhelmed by that intro, to be honest.
I haven't even bigged you up. I could have done so much more because he's smashing it. You're absolutely, every time I see you online, you've done another deal. You've done something else. So I know you're absolutely smashing it out there, and you've come a long way in the last sort of 18 months to 2 years since I've got to know you. Just for anyone, Scotty, who's not a regular or doesn't see you a lot, could you tell us a little bit about sort of pre-property? So what were you doing before property? And I guess what was that thing that made you decide, I want to take the step into the property investing market?
Yeah, sure. No problems. So I suppose the bigger picture is that I come from 20 years of being or 22 years now of being an entrepreneur, but mainly within the digital space. So I created my own software projects, developed my own hardware, licensed it worldwide, went through multiple rounds of funding and all of that jazz to grow my own digital consultancy, digital business, and then digital consultancy. A few life trials and tribulations along the way took us down a different direction, and I ended up essentially just consulting. And it was never a lifestyle that I wanted it to do, you know, exchanging time for money. At that period of my life, I had to do it. So, yeah, we got to a position where the back was up against the wall. We had some we had debt issues. We had a family breakup, which culminated in quite a bit of stress, which led to me being quite ill. And I was proper wonky, which obviously exacerbated the debt situation. And we got into a real big pickle. Fortunately, we had good people around us, some lovely family members, and, you know, we all clubbed together and had that circle of trust, and we were able to recover bit by bit. And part of that recovery was just getting out there and doing consultancy, selling my soul, exchanging time for money. Don't get me wrong, I was very grateful for that cash because it was solving my other issue, you know, of debt, and it was keeping my family in the game, you know. So I was very grateful of that cash. But it wasn't a lifestyle I designed. It wasn't something that really turned me on. And to be honest, I'd be going into these meetings or boardrooms or, you know, project teams, and I'd have to conform for self-preservation. And that's just not me. So I was sort of like putting the money before my purpose, I suppose. And it really got to me. It was just a horrible time to be. And then to do all of that and then get home, see my new kids. I was, you know, we had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old for half an hour a day to put them to bed. It wasn't a lifestyle that I wanted. So I knew that I needed to exchange my time for money for a period of time, take that cash and invest into property. But before that, I invested it into education.
Yeah, so you did some of the trainings at Progressive. When did you find Progressive, and how did you find Progressive, I guess, and when was that?
Yeah, how did I find Progressive? Well, Progressive was everywhere, I think. As soon as you pick up any sort of search term around property investment, I fell into several of the funnels and received one or two emails and made my way to a multiple streams event, which I absolutely loved. I knew that this was the place I needed to be. You know, it was full of like-minded individuals, full of energy and, you know, and passion and everything along those lines. And it was sort of like a polar opposite to where I've just, you know, I was gigging during the week and then hating it and then doing property at the weekend and doing the education piece around an awesome community.
For anyone, Scotty, who's not doesn't know Progressive, or you're brand new to Progressive, multiple streams event. What Scotty's just mentioned is it's a 3-day multiple streams of property income event, which that the title gives it away. We talk through, myself and various other speakers talk through various different property income streams, from serviced accommodation to deal packaging to single let buy to lets, creative things like rent to rents and lease options, just loads of different strategies. So you went to that event, Scotty, and you looked at some of the stuff, and then you went and decided to specialize in some of the strategies. So what training did you do?
Yeah, that's a good question, because of going through that experience of the multiple streams, it showed me the possibilities, and it was sort of like, oh my God, this is brilliant, amazing. But then I had to fit it in with me and my what I wanted to do and where our situation was. And obviously at that time I was still contracting with lots of debt, but high cash flow. So for me, doing flips, I had no time. I had no network. I didn't have a chunky deposit. So to do my perception at the time, by the way, so this is not prescription. My perception at that time was, I haven't got the time or the money to do a buy, refurb and refinance. I haven't got the time to do the flips. I haven't got the skill to do those bits. What I need is a property strategy that is high cash flowing to be able to take me out of the contracting gig. So to replace that high ticket role. So when Kevin Pineskis showed us about serviced accommodation, I was taking my background of, you know, everything digital and online and marketing and checkout experiences and e-commerce and everything, going, I think I can add a bit of value here with my skills to serviced accommodation, because of essentially it's a hospitality layered onto property investment. So I thought that is the strategy for me. It's going to be high cash flow. I can get, you know, to 7 to 10 units. That will get me out of the role, and I can add value through my digital nous, essentially. So that's what I started to do. Hour and a half a day, building a business in between the contracting.
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
And getting my team to do the serviced accommodation. And that's where we were at. Did that answer
the
question?
So how long ago? Absolutely. How long ago was that when you said, you know what, serviced accommodation, that's what I'm going to do. So how long ago was that?
I did the 3-day serviced accommodation course tail end of 2018. And then I did the mastermind in 2019. And I was like,
so 20. So 2019, just for anyone watching this, because we're in September, just started September 21. So 2019, 2020, 2.5 years ago, you kicked this off, and we've had a global pandemic in the middle. So
yeah, why not?
What everyone's really wanting to know, Scotty, is this is all great, but I mean, have you done any deals? Have you got any serviced accommodation units? So what have you done in that sort of in that pandemic period and 2.5 years? What have you done?
I'll answer that in two parts, if I may, Kevin.
Yeah, cool.
The first bit, I was like, I'm going to nail this serviced accommodation thing. I'm going to get seven billion deals over the line. I'm going to be out of my job in 3 months' time. It's going to be roaring. I'm going to be cracking on, and life is going to be rosy. I did the 6 month mastermind with Kevin Benescus, and it took me 6 months and 1 day to get my first deal. So we moved into our first property in 6 months and 1 day. But I was still gigging at that time as well. This is not an excuse. It's not a but. I was still gigging at that time. I was putting an hour and a half in every single day, building what we needed to be doing, all of the processes, all of the systems and everything along those lines. So then when we started 6 months later, essentially, you know, we've been operational for 2 years now. So we've got 9 live units. We will have an additional 7 in the next 4 weeks. So we're doing a big jump up. We've got a pipeline of 63 for the next 12 months. So it was that slow building momentum, problem solving, wrong perception, learning piece, getting things right, slow start up, and then building the momentum, making mistakes along the way.
It's what I call, and this is so important that you share this with people, it's what I call building the foundation. Because many people, what they do is they're trying to, everyone when they arrive, remember when I came to Progressive 2013 and I was going to run before I could walk. It's what a lot of people do. But the whole key is build a foundation. And when you build that solid foundation, then you scale. And then what you're describing now is the compounding. And it's something that many people never achieve, because what happens is they don't build a foundation strong enough, and then they don't get to the point where they get their, I mean, you've said 9 deals in a couple of years, which is really, really good, right? Many people here, not, an average property investor's got like 2 to 3 houses. So 9 in a couple of years, some people do 3 in a lifetime. But then the scale that you're talking about now, it comes from a strong foundation. So I just want to say well done for sticking at it and building that strong foundation, because I want to bring different types of guests on here. Those that, you know, they go out and they smash it absolutely straight away, but the others that come in and they struggle for a few months, they're not getting the deals they thought they were getting. But it's not that you're not getting the deals. You're building the contacts, you're building the connections, you're building the foundation so that you can scale long term. So well bloody done.
Thanks.
Cash flow from those 9 properties that you've currently got up and running, do you own them? Are they rent to SAs? How have you secured them?
They are rent to SAs to kick the business off and build that foundation, as you were saying there. And now we're in the process of building our own purchasing and pieces of land and building our own serviced accommodation using modular buildings. It's all fun and games.
So if somebody told you like 3-4 years ago that you'd be sitting here today talking about building modular serviced accommodation units, what would you have said?
Exactly that. I would have gone, you're bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. I don't know what you're talking about. But going on that 2-year piece, I've always used it as testing. I had to test, you know, my guest experience. I had to test my booking software. I had to test my housekeeping team. I had to test my booking sources. I had to test my money management. And all of that testing through that has been able to clarify the vision. And now we've got a real clear vision to scale. And that's what you're talking about there. And through that process of 2 years, we've been able to, you know, make the right contacts, find the right build solutions, and paint this vision where it's going to be just real good fun. We're going to be doing city stays, serviced accommodation within city stays, but also countryside retreats as well. Our guests that are staying in our city apartments and city houses will then be offered a lovely tap out countryside retreat in an eco lodge at the top of my farm, and then we'll prove that model and scale from there.
Now, you mentioned that you did the training and you did the mentorship and stuff, the mastermind. Mm-hmm. Even though it was 6 months and a day to get your first deal, what was the main benefits you got from the training, the mastermind, and do you think you'd have got to where you are now without that support?
I genuinely, I can't articulate it. To answer the question directly, no, I wouldn't have been able to get to this point. But I find it very hard to articulate what else you get with that. So the mastermind and the mentoring that I got along the way, I've found new friends, I've found new soul people, I've met new business contacts. All of that I never had in the previous life, you know, and I never thought that I needed that or wanted that. But now I have got that. It just drives everything forward. And, you know, the serviced accommodation community that we've got going on is just really, really cool. We all have fun. We all refer business. We all help each other out. We're all championing each other. Coming from a contracting world where I hated going into a meeting room and I was playing self-preservation, you know? So it's the cultural piece as well. That allows you to be the best version of yourself. So it's not just about learning the property strategies. It's not just getting the property deals. It's everything around it. I can't put it any better than that. Maybe I don't know whether people understand that or not.
I think you've articulated it very well, because it's like when you go to an event and people say, "What was it like?" It's like, I can't put it into words. I can't explain what it was like. You got to be there to understand it. So, you know, you articulate it really well. You mentioned the stuff that you're going to do next, what you're working on now and what you're doing next. You're on a site at the moment, are you? Are you in a...
Well, yeah. So I'm on my farm now. So we bought a farm. Right. Okay. And we're going to be extending our serviced accommodation business model to offer holiday lets on the farm. That's what it is.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. As well as that, you mentioned obviously the modular housing and stuff. So what's the sort of the next 3 to 5 years? Where are you going? Yeah. What's the next steps?
Oh, it's just so much fun. So I've got a surveyor on site now to do our eco lodges on the farm. We've had a site accepted that we can build 30 serviced apartments on, which will be the city stays. We're going to prove that as a location. And I'm in the process of putting together a senior leadership team in our business to then go nationwide. So, again, we're sort of like last 2 years I was in Bedford testing stuff, building that foundation. The next 2 years I'm building this business model that's easily replicatable around the country, and then we're just going for it.
So will that be, when you go to scale that across the country, is that like a franchise? Is that like just joint venture partners? How's that? What does that look like?
Don't know until I've tested this model here. I need to know what it produces first, and then we'll design it. But I envisage a mixture of all of the top. I'm not sure about franchising. I've never been in that arena, so I'm not quite sure, but very happy to speak to someone who is from that arena to see if that adds value. But I can definitely see us acquiring more sites and just replicating around the country, whether that's license, whether that's franchise, whether that's partnerships, whether that's JV. Not quite sure yet. I'll tell you after the test.
So watch this space. Watch out for Scotty Hodson over the next couple of years and see what he's going to be scaling. But for anyone who's sort of watching this, Scotty, thinking, I'm starting out in property, can I get started? Or maybe they've been in property for a little bit of while and they're struggling to get going. What would you say to them? What sort of steps should they take?
Right, so the first group you said about whether people get to get into property. I suppose it's easy just to, you know, say, you know, get into property. But going from experience, I think there's a property strategy for them. So if they find out all of the different property strategies, match that to them. So don't just go, you know, don't copy someone because of you know someone who's been doing it. Actually find out all the different strategies like I did. You know, I got taught all of the different strategies and I matched SA with me, or the other way around, I don't know. So And that will be your avenue in for the people that want to get into property, I think. There's so many different ways to go about it. Find a strategy that really turns you on, because you're going to have a plan and you're going to get slapped in the face and you're going to have to problem solve. So if you're not doing a strategy that you like, I think it would be very easy to give up. And then I think that is a nice conduit into the second group of people that you said about, which is some people that are struggling in property and, you know, what to do next. And I think, again, the answer is surround yourself with people who have been there, done that, in a strategy that turns you on, and stay in the game. Just ask people who have been there or ahead of you what they would do in your situation, just so you can stay in the game. You stay in this game like I have for 2 years. You know, it hasn't all been 2.5 years. It hasn't all been beds of roses. The plans haven't come off. You know, we've had successes, I get it. But it was actually just the mindset of turning up every single day, staying in the game and learning from, you know, more educated people and the trailblazers before me. I'd say keep it simple and keep it to that. And what could go wrong apart from having some fun?
Good advice. Better to have tried than never tried at all. So
give it a go.
One more question for you, Scotty. You're obviously doing a lot of stuff on serviced accommodation. Have you, over the next few years, have you got any plans to go into bigger developments, commercial, single let, buy to lets, etc.? Or are you very much focused on your serviced accommodation business? Diversification, I guess. So what do you consider diversification to mean?
Oh, two questions then. So it was the first of, are we planning to get into other strategies? Yes, we are. That will be complementary to our national scaling ambitions. So it will be that. I can't give you too much detail around about that because of we haven't tested it yet. But the vision will be to be doing commercial conversions and essentially having half serviced accommodation, half residential, to diversify that, de-risk it, protect the downside on multiple sites, keeping it high level. And then what does diversification mean to me? I suppose I've just answered it. It is spreading the risk a bit. When I got into property, wrote down that we wanted a legacy to pass on to our kids and mean something. So I suppose, you know, diversifying into a buy-to-let portfolio would provide us some legacy bits there as well. So and provide some stability to our family, where I've just come from a turbulent last 7 years through the life lessons that, you know, things get thrown up at you. So, you know, if I can protect against those, then I'll be a very happy chappy.
So great answer, because a lot of people I see as well, when they're looking at diversifying, they're thinking stock market, cryptocurrency, property, and they're all over the place. But you some gold dust there where you talk about complementary diversification stuff, that because you already have your key business and you're going to diversify out into it, which is a really, really smart move, and something that everyone listening to this want to be writing down is, you know, complementary diversification is really, really key. So great shares, Scotty. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your wisdom with us and your results, obviously, and where you're heading. And I know a few times there you said, I can't tell you yet because he's afraid we'll nick his idea till he's got it all sorted out. No, I'm kidding. So really, really excited to watch the journey. And anybody who's looking to reach out, anyone that is interested in reaching out to find you, Scotty, to see what you're up to keep an eye on that journey, how can they find you?
Down the pub, watching the rugby, or Google Eyes Property Farmer, and I'm sure I'll pop up somewhere. I've got a handle somewhere on social for that, and just connect us through there. And I'll be documenting what we're doing on the farm now, where we're doing the eco lodges and our modular buildings within the cities. I'll be documenting that on that handle. So just reach out to there if you're a little bit nosy and wanting to know a little bit more.
I might be coming staying on the farm. I'll have to book it myself. So
charge double.
Got the kids. Excellent. Charge double. Great. I was looking for a discount. But Scotty, really appreciate you taking the time to come on. So I hope everyone has enjoyed that interview with Scotty Hodgson. There's some real gold dust in there. Go back and listen to it again. Watch what he's doing. Watch the space. There's a lot of growth in the service accommodation industry at the moment. A lot of opportunity there. But don't think that it's just holiday lets. So eco lodges, right? Modular houses to service accommodation, commercial conversion to service accommodation. Lots of stuff going on in that field. You got to be in it to see what's happening. You got to be close to people who are in the game. Keep an eye on Scotty Hodgson because this dude's going places. You've been listening to Progressive Success Stories. I've been Kevin McDonald. Scotty Hodgson's been Scotty Hodgson. You've been absolutely awesome. I'll see you.
Are you ready for a revolution? Look no further, as Progressive Property is hosting a Property Revolution Summit. Click in the link in the descriptions to sign up now.